This is your news roundup from WCMU for Wednesday, September 16th. I'm Amy Robinson. Governor Gretchen Whitmer is urging voters in the state to vote by mail and do it quickly. Speaking at a news conference this afternoon, Whitmer says ballots will be sent out soon.
Starting September 24th, it should be returned as quickly as possible to ensure postal delays do not prevent them from being counted.
Whitmer recommends people drop off their completed ballot at their local clerk instead of mailing it. Also, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson says a Senate-passed bill allowing clerks to process absentee ballots one day before the election is not enough. She asked the legislature to change that to 7 days. Michigan has seen an overall increase in COVID-19 infections fueled by outbreaks on college campuses. Hundreds of new cases have been tied to parties and dorm life at Michigan State and Grand Valley State Universities. The state's chief medical executive, Dr. Janae Khaldun, says the number of daily coronavirus-related deaths remains low, but those who recover can suffer long-term.
Many people who survive COVID-19 do not immediately get back to their normal state of health and have a prolonged period of recovery. Some people who live end up needing a lung transplant. Some people live, but they end up having kidney failure and needing to be on dialysis.
Khaldun says adults and children need to continue to take precautions against COVID-19. She says kids are less likely to get the disease, but can still spread infections. A group of Central Michigan University students says they will escalate protests against the administration's decision to hold in-person classes. Ben Thorpe reports.
Students have been calling for an end to in-person classes since before the university first reported a COVID outbreak on campus. As of Friday, the local health department was reporting 281 cases connected to the return to school. CMU is reporting 199 cases directly on campus. Emily Jones is with the Not Fired Up for Fall campaign. She says even though cases have leveled off, her group still believes ending in-person classes is the best option.
So I think our biggest concern is that, none of this is linear. COVID is very unpredictable. And so we still believe that the best solution for us as a university and for students is to be online only.
Jones says the group is planning a protest for Friday. Officials with the university did not respond to our request for comment. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.
The two largest freight companies serving Mackinac Island announced a merger this week. Arnold Freight has bought out the slightly smaller Schepler Freight Company. Dan Musser is chairman of the Arnold Freight Company. He says the move will not impact Schepler's passenger ferry service to and from the island.
They're maintaining what they do and do great. And this is going to allow them to focus even more on that, which I think is great. And then we're going to focus on the freight business that is obviously important anywhere, but particularly if you live on an island.
The merger leaves Starline Freight Arnold's only competitor in freight transport. Musser says the move will streamline operations. Congresswomen Rashida Tlaib and Debbie Dingell are raising the alarm over what they believe are unsafe working conditions at an Amazon facility in Michigan. Tlaib, who represents Romulus, which is the city where the factory is located, she represents it in the U.S. House. She says Amazon officials made her wait for over an hour and eventually called police on them.
The fact that police was called on Congresswoman Dingell and I shows the level of how far they'll go of anybody even questioning or even wanting to observe their facility or being able to just ask about worker safety.
Tlaib says she could see workers inside busily cleaning while she and Dingell were waiting. The congresswomen criticized Amazon for not giving workers time to sanitize or use the bathroom during their shifts. Since late August, the Ottawa County Department of Public Health has recorded more than 600 COVID-19 cases among Grand Valley State University student population living and studying in Allendale Township. It says the rising case rate has, quote, exceeded maximum indicator thresholds for risk to the community. Patrick Center reports.
A staying-in-place order takes effect September 17th until October 1st. That means students must remain in their on-campus or off-campus housing for the next 2 weeks. There are exceptions: attending class, accessing food services or grocery shopping, receiving medical care or medicines, religious worship, university athletic practices, and employment.
Right now, Grand Valley is tracking about 370 active cases.
Grand Valley State University President Dr. Philomena V. Mantella says the university tracks daily case counts and rolling 7-day averages, determining if cases are increasing or decreasing.
The cases over the last couple of days have been pretty steady and, in fact, incrementally decreasing, but set in the context that we discussed of being a large presence in a small county, it still has a disproportionate impact to the health and well-being not only of our students, but of county residents.
New requirements include face coverings worn outdoors. The campus community and Ottawa County will enforce the order. I'm Patrick Center.
New legislation would give survivors more options for filing lawsuits connected to alleged sexual abuse by a now deceased University of Michigan doctor. The legislation would create a one-year window for lawsuits otherwise barred by the statute of limitations, and it would loosen governmental immunity laws. More than 100 former student-athletes have filed lawsuits against U of M over Dr. Robert Anderson's alleged abuse. He worked at U of M for more than 30 years. That's your evening news roundup from WCMU for Wednesday, September 16th.